Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
And welcome to this special edition of Signal Hill, 70 years together, as we here on Signal Hill prepare to celebrate WDAF-TV's 70th birthday, Kansas City's oldest television station. And you may not recognize these faces here with me on this special edition of 70 years together, but they are key cogs in the wheel, so to speak, of getting us on the air, keeping us on the air, and providing news coverage 24/7 here at what is now Fox 4 television. We're going to go down the line here. I've added it up. I took a calculator to do so before we started here, adding up the years of service here, and it's 162 years of experience here on Signal Hill with just this panel. Throw me into the mix, and it's a few more years, about 182 years of service. One of the great things about this television station for me is the longevity of many of our key employees, and this group represents that. I'm going to start with Beth Sweat down there. She's the assistant chief engineer. We have three engineers, two photojournalists, so two different departments that we're speaking to today about their memories. Beth, how long you been here and how did you get in the door at WDAF?
Got here in 1988, so I've been here 31 years, and my parents actually went to church with the then chief engineer, Jack Winter.
Aha.
And he had a job opening. I was ready to graduate from college. I was out in Virginia getting my master's in communications, and so I gave my resume, and he invited me in. He had two positions open, and he gave me the vacation relief job. And that's how I got my foot in the door. I did that for 3 years. I worked all different shifts.
Did you ever dream you'd be here this long?
Never. I thought I'd leave in 6 months.
None of us did, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I actually wanted to work in the news department when I first started here. Uh-huh. But once I got in engineering, I loved it. Loved the technical behind the scenes.
Yeah, probably a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. Never looked back.
Yeah.
Akilino-san, you've been here 25 years, right, as I recall. How did you get here?
So I went to school at Central Missouri State University, as it was called back then, you know. I graduated from that school, and then I got a fellowship to work there at the KMOS KCMW station there. Finished my fellowship, and I got an interview with Jim Moore, who was the chief engineer at the time, and he offered me the job. And he told me, he said, you're going to start September 12th of 94, which was the transition day from NBC to Fox. And it was crazy.
Many of you may remember that this began as an NBC station. That's how I got through the door as well. And that was when I started approximately with a big switch from NBC to Fox. Kelly Blankenship is one of our engineers. How long and how'd you get here?
34 years. I actually went to DeVry and got an associate's degree and found out about the job from a friend and applied, and they offered me the job, and I've been here ever since.
And no doubt didn't think you'd be here.
No, I did not.
Yeah. The good news is we all haven't been here 70 years. It's just the TV station.
Right.
70 years. A lot of changes, and we'll talk about that with you guys. Let's talk about news now. And I work pretty closely with these two, Scott DeJong and Don Proctor. Scott, both of them, by the way, Missouri Tigers, for those of you who are so inclined. Even a Jayhawk can accept that, and we've worked well together over the years. Scott, how long and how'd you get here?
35 years. I grew up in St. Louis, and I went to J school at Columbia, and I came here because there was a job.
Yeah.
And I just stayed.
And
they never made me leave.
Never made you leave?
I stayed.
Key card works, you come
not
in.
Not
stuck it every day.
How about you? Yeah. Don Proctor.
First of all, with the exception of Beth, this looks like a urologist waiting room. It's like a bunch of old guys sitting around. I came in 82, and when I came, it was a full-time temporary job. Marty Blackmore the chief photographer went to open public TV in Africa. So I had 6 months.
That every day.
No, you don't.
No.
I had 6 months, and then I went to Channel 9 for 3 months and then came back here full time.
You realized four greater than nine at that point, right?
It all worked out. All It all worked out.
Always diplomatic, Don Proctor.
All right. Yeah, that's me.
So 162 years plus. By the way, I'm John Holt, and I got here as Akilino did when the switch occurred. Mm-hmm. They had to hire a whole lot of people for news, because the general manager at the time, Ed Piat, had decided, all right, we're not NBC anymore. We don't have the programming the network had. We're going to add news.
Right.
And I tell people, and I'm half joking, I slipped in the back door and I've stayed. And they've just put me to work. So like as many as some of you mentioned, you come in, you do what it takes, and here we are all these years later. Over the time we've been here, certainly for those of you here, we're here in the NBC days, the biggest change from an affiliate standpoint was the switch from NBC to Fox. How shocked were you when you got that news? Back in 1993, I believe, is when the news broke, and then 94 is when the actual switch happened. Do you remember hearing that?
I remember that Fox bought like 20% of our company in order to get us to show Fox programming. And the rumors were kind of flying, but we had been assured that that would never happen. And then suddenly it happened. So it was a shock. It was a real shock.
Yes. Yeah.
And we were doing real good as an NBC station. Our ratings were very good. Our news ratings were good. We had great NBC lead-ins. And when Fox came in with about this much programming, it really was a slap to our ratings at that point.
Beth, you mentioned the engineering impact. That had to be huge.
Well, and especially for managers, because they had to hire so many people. Mm-hmm. I think we hired six. And news, I think totally we hired about 100 people. We had to wear, do you guys remember we had to wear name tags? Because nobody knew who anybody was in the building.
Correct.
And I mean, all of a sudden the building just got huge. They had to move sales and traffic out into trailers because there wasn't enough room for everybody.
And so, eventually into the building that was at one time the home of two radio stations, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
WDAF 61 Country and KY102.
KY102. Mm-hmm.
Eventually moving on. Anybody else want to add to that, or what it was like to hear that? I know you weren't here yet, but you came in. Kelly, what was it like to hear that this change was coming?
Uneventful for me personally, because my job didn't change. Mm-hmm. I just came in and did the same job.
What, did you have a plug where you went from the NBC plug-in to the Fox plug-in, and then it's done, right? Not that simple.
Not quite that simple. We just moved the dish, the satellite, what it was looking at, basically is what it meant to us.
Technology has been a big part of our industry, and it's constantly evolving. So let's talk about some of those changes. What's it been like from a news standpoint, the technology that's changed from the time you started here till now?
Well, I mean, the cameras are always changing, but the job for me isn't changing. I mean, it's
sure.
A lot of times they've been Sony's through the years. You went from two-piece gear to a bigger, I mean, it just gets more efficient. I guess the biggest change for me is how we get the product back here. And when I started, it was almost all microwave. You had to have one of those vans with the thing that went up in the air, or a fixed satellite. If you were out of town, you had to go find that satellite. Then in 85, we had that was our first satellite truck. And it was on the back of a pickup truck. And we drove it to the World Series. And you just kind of lined, all the pickup trucks were lined up, and they had a big dish on the back. And I've got a story. You want to hear a story?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. That's why we're here.
So there was all kinds of cables, like on the floor here, you know, cables everywhere. And so people were going in between the pickup trucks to get into the stadium, because that's how they always came in every night. And so we took rope, and we roped off in between all the satellite trucks. And still people were climbing through, and every once in a while I'd have to get out and yell at somebody. Well, I look out one night, and there's this guy coming through the rope. And I'm like, oh, here we go again. So I get out and I yell, old man, old man. And he looked up. I said, what are you doing, old man? He said, I'm trying to get to the game. And I said, we put this rope up so you guys wouldn't trip. So I crawled in between the rope. I said, let me help you through. And he said, okay, thank you. And we get him through, and he says, this is the way I go every night. And I'm like, okay, but we're trying to keep so people don't trip. And he's, thank you. And he kind of wanders off. And about the time this kid runs up and says, what'd Stan the man say? Stan Musial. And I'm calling him old man, old man, old man.
Oh, my God.
Of course, it was Cardinals Royals that year.
Yes.
Stan's
and now we carry a thing that looks like a backpack that can transmit anywhere. And we go to the World Series, and that's what we
use. That's what you use.
The digital revolution was huge in getting things on the air much quicker, getting many more complicated stories on the air. It used to be a slideshow with audio was what we put on the air, because all you could really do with tape was just lay down a shot and then lay down another shot. And now with computers, you can do pretty much whatever you want. Well, you work with John Hajduk, who is very, very good at doing all kinds of things with his editing.
You literally edit on a laptop computer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. An edit station used to be, what, about $70,000 for an edit station, which was two machines and two monitors. Now it's a $3,000 Apple computer.
Ack, you can talk about the live shot capabilities that Don mentioned, because you've worked in live shot control, where you sort of dial in all the different shots that are in our newscasts. Used to be the microwave, and now it's cell technology.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, the backpacks that we use, like he was mentioning, you know, doing live shots like that. And there's also a lot of danger in doing live shots, because when we went to a location, we had to raise this humongous mass, and there were, like, power lines, so, you know, people could get hurt. We could get hurt, so we always had a priority on safety. Yeah, but, you know, the great thing about working here is that, you know, it was a new, fresh start every day. Yes. We go on a live shot to cover President Bush. The next day we go and cover the Yankees coming to Royal Stadium. So I think that's what's so great about working here is, like, every day was a new experience.
You never know
what's
correct, Kelly.
Correct, yeah.
Technology for you all, and you even brought some show and tell here. I want you Beth, to demonstrate for us. We all remember the tape days, and by tape days, there was even technology improving there. It went from the wide tape to the narrower tape and the digital tape. Talk about that and how that's changed.
The
for
first
you.
Tape that really, this went right down here on the floor. The first tape we had is a 2-inch tape. This is a 1-inch. This is a 2-inch. This
is what all. Over there.
This is what all the programs were on. Huge machines in the tech center. When I first got here, we were only doing commercials. Kelly, you did programming on this.
When I first started here, my job every Saturday morning was to come in. The station was actually signed off then. We turned on the transmitter. The first show we ran was Romper Room, and it ran off a 2-inch reel.
How did you get the 2-inch reel? It was mailed, shipped?
It was shipped, yeah. Yes.
Now it comes by
internet.
Satellite server?
Internet.
Could get that internet.
So that's 2-inch.
Do you have those beta? The SX?
Yes.
Oh, could I get the SX?
It's the yellow one.
The
other yellow one.
We're getting a little help from our lovely assistant here. There we go.
We used to get a lot of the commercials. You know, we had a Sony machine that would play a commercial
off a
tape like this, a beta tape. So we would have, you know, hundreds, thousands of tapes like that.
Yes.
Nowadays, it's just centralized on a server location, and the machine plays a file.
Yeah, it's all,
so it's all digital now.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Storage.
Yeah. And all of that we've shown, all that data that's on all those tapes would probably fit on one of these now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot left over.
Standard definition video, smaller data. We do everything high def now, and this will hold how long, Scott?
52 minutes.
52 minutes of video.
And that's what you are shooting on, the card. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we shoot on.
And we used to have a car full of those yellow tapes, or the bigger tapes, depending on what format we were using. You had to come in and bulk erase your tapes and rewind them every day. And now you just have your little postage stamp card.
The personal computer is probably both the single best thing that's happened to TV and the single worst thing that's happened to TV.
And the internet, because when we started, there was no internet.
Right.
Nothing. And now everything, all of our equipment is hooked to the internet. Everything is all IP.
So to help people understand, for example, Judge Judy, which airs every day, Monday through Friday here from 4 to 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. That show might have come shipped.
Yes.
Yes, it would come on a tape.
Or perhaps downloaded by satellite.
Yes.
How does it come now?
It's downloaded from the internet as a video file.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Interesting.
Because we used to have a huge, you know, our shipping department, they just got tapes in every day, if you remember that.
Out they went. Mm-hmm. They had to go back, right? And a lot of the space that was once used for that is now storage, or you have other plans for it, because the actual master control area has shrunk. And by the way, it now runs 4 signals, right? Explain that. It's not just channel 4 now.
Right. We have a .1, a .2, a .3, and a .4, and we run all those out of the same room. Everything is automated. When we started, we all sat in there and actually switched and put programming on the air and commercials. Mm-hmm. Now everything is just computer. They just watch and make sure all the shows, and that's how we air master control now.
However, computers do not understand breaking news or cut-ins.
Severe weather, yes.
Yes, severe weather. If anything out of the ordinary happens, like say there's weather in the area and you, the meteorologists want to say, hey, this is what's going on, computer doesn't know that. So it takes human intervention to jump in and say, we're doing this now.
Yes. Well, Don and I have no machine that does our job.
Right. Thankfully, right? There is still a human element yes. to what we do mm-hmm. here. That's the bottom line. Aside from that, the technology, what's the biggest change you've seen in the time you've been here? Beth, we'll start with
I was
you.
Just thinking one thing yesterday. When I got here, there were no computers in this building
Anywhere.
Except for one. I think the chief engineer had one. The newsroom was completely typewriters. All the scripts were typed, everything. Yeah. There was no voicemail. There was no email. There was none of that. So it was just, you know, now we're constantly, we had to look at our email all night long, you know.
So we actually talk to each other now.
We really, do.
It's really cool.
There were no cell phones.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no cell phones.
I think one thing that has changed through the years is how people out there consume news. So in the old times, you know, a newspaper would do. And now people want the latest breaking news mm-hmm. immediately. So something happens, I go online on Twitter or whatever, I want to see that file play on Twitter of yeah. what happened. You know, people want things faster now. Mm-hmm.
And even what we're doing right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, we would have never dreamt that this would be happening.
Right.
It's changed that fast.
And speaking of changing how we've covered news, it certainly has impacted you two and the reporters you work with. What are some of the biggest stories you remember in your time here and how covering then and now has changed?
9/11 was a big one.
Right.
85 World Series was huge. Didn't realize that would be 30 years.
Right.
Or it would have been huger, if that's a word. The floods of 93.
No.
The Plaza flood that was big.
And that was before us.
That was 77.
We're old, so we're not ancient.
We just missed Hyatt.
Okay.
Just missed
Hyatt.
Hyatt
was 81.
Yeah. There was a lot of mafia stuff going on in the 80s when we got here. There's a lot of hot days spent behind the courthouse shooting, you know, these guys, not shooting them on camera, going into the courthouse. That was one of the first things I remembered was, I came from St. Louis where I was clueless about any sort of that. I come here and I'm thinking, wow, this town is wild. It's all this mafia stuff,
Don, for you, what was the biggest?
I gauged a lot of my biggest stories on how much overtime I made.
Yeah, there you go.
And so 85 World Series, the World Series, the Final Fours, one with KU, bowl games. We also did a lot of bad people. Bob Berdella, the John Robinson, Deborah Green, Richard Grissom. I mean, a lot of real
crime stories.
Bad people, but
crime stories.
A lot of overtime.
Good way to add it up, isn't it?
Yes.
But good journalism too.
Good journalism too. It was what year did Dole run? 92.
Sounds right. Yeah.
We followed them all over the country.
Yeah.
So we had big.
No, it was after that because I was here. It was
96.
I think it was 96.
Yeah. We followed them all over the country. Yeah. Went to New Hampshire. Yeah. Went to Iowa, everywhere. South Carolina, Texas, and it was a fun year, but it was a hard year. I mean, it was.
We did a lot of political stuff then.
Yeah. And to your point, Ack. Those of us who are on the news side now, we're not just waiting for the next newscast up. We are tweeting, posting on Facebook, doing Facebook Lives, because if you wait till the next newscast, it's too late.
Right. Correct.
The other stations, the networks, they're all playing that digital game too.
Correct.
Social media. Yeah. So in terms of covering those big stories, how has it changed for your department?
You know, I used to get calls all the time in the middle of the night because we did not have the cellular backpack technology. So they'd always call me, I need that truck. You know, if a tornado hit, I would work all night getting people scheduled and out because you couldn't even think about covering the morning. You had to cover. Now I rarely get called because you guys just grab a backpack and go.
We
so
forgot to
mention
different. One big news event was the Joplin tornado. That was another event.
Spent a few nights down there myself.
Covering a lot.
And that was pre-backpack. I mean, that hasn't been that long ago. That was the satellite truck, working with the satellite truck and getting the picture back.
Yeah.
So anything you do different, put you on the spot here. It could be your career. It could be what's happening here, the industry in general. Don't just reminisce. Let's look forward.
I would take a lot better care of my back. We started, when Don and I started, a photographer carried at times 100 pounds.
Yes.
And there's that does all kinds of interesting things to your spine.
Over time, yeah.
So for me, I think I would have done whatever exercises. It's easy to say now, oh yeah, I'll go back and exercise because I can't do it now. Yeah. But I would take better care of myself just because of the physicality of it over the long term.
You'd probably concur, I would guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don would want more overtime.
I like overtime.
He measures things in overtime. How about you three?
It's been a great career so far. Yeah. I wouldn't change anything. I love it.
I think in my case, you know, this is a very stressful environment. So one thing that I learned from the beginning is try to find a hobby that is relaxing.
Not so stressful.
Right. Fishing and golfing, but sometimes golfing is not as relaxing, you know, as you know.
It's definitely not. Yes. I know.
If you hit your golf ball in the lake, you can fish it out and you can do both at once.
I do a fair amount of that.
There are different things I would have paid more attention to sooner, like technology, especially network. Internet, mm-hmm. I would have tried to learn that a little sooner than I actually did. You know, trying, you know, put it off because are we really going to need this? And we did.
Do you have any advice for anyone out there who's maybe thinking about a career in engineering or journalism? What would you tell them as they consider this as a career?
I think it's just really hard right now to figure out what it's going to be next year, or the year after, or the year after that, but. I mean, if you're interested in it, I would go for it because, I mean, my job's a good job.
Yes.
Most days. Yeah, you never know what you're going to run into, and it's always different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so if you don't mind.
Like Ack said, you never know what you're going to
You never know, but you got to be know a little bit about everything and.
Learn computers.
Learn about it.
Yeah, learn computers because, you know, like Beth said, you know, none of us knew how to use computers, or if we did, it was a Commodore 64 or an Atari or something like that. And now computers are a gigantic portion of our jobs. If we couldn't learn how to use computers, we wouldn't be able to do this job anymore.
Right.
So
I wish sometimes the young ones would learn how to like find places without their phone, because the first thing they do is they get their phone out.
You didn't have GPS.
No, we had books.
We have maps.
Map book. Yep. The other day, somebody was out there looking and putting it on their phone. I said, where are you going? They said, 31st and Broadway. I said, well, it's right there.
It's
right there. You don't have to put it on your phone. It's right there.
How about you all? Any advice you would give to up-and-coming, whether IT's, it's broadcasters or engineers? Or
I'd say IT is huge now. Yeah. Yes. Learn as much as you can at that. And if they can get experience, you know, even if it's not paid, get as much experience as you can. Mm-hmm.
And don't be intimidated by the early hours, the late hours.
It's not 9 to 5, is it?
Holidays,
no,
weekends.
It's not. It's 24/7. Yeah. I started there too, and it just, you wait your turn. That's just the way the industry works.
I'm still waiting.
It's coming. Hang in there. It's coming. Learn how to use a computer. You'll be fine. I know how to reboot a computer when something goes wrong.
That's the most important step.
Step one. To call Kelly, Akalino, or Beth. The engineers can usually come
then
to
us. Then they turn it off and turn it on.
And it works. Yeah. How about that? Right. Hey, I can't thank you all enough. What a pleasure to be working with you and to have you here today to share your memories and stories. And thanks for being with us, Beth, Akalino, Kelly, Scott. Don, can't wait to our next road trip, Don.
Here we
I'm sure
go.
It's coming.
I'm ready.
We've been on a few. He gets overtime. They just abuse me. overtime for guys like me. But we love what we do, and that's the key. That would be my advice. Do it if you love it and have a passion for it.
Yes.
You're not going to get rich doing this, but you'll have a heck of a good time because no 2 days are alike. 70 years together, not all of us, but Fox 4, WDAF, and you. And we thank you for letting us work for you and for joining us on this very special Signal Hill podcast.